I'm Jeff Nally on the Cromwell Ag Radio Network. U.S. Department of Agriculture said yesterday that private exporters sold 132,000 metric tons of soybeans to Chinese buyers for delivery in this marketing year. That helped September soybean futures yesterday up 0.7%, 941 and a quarter a bushel at the Board of Trade. International Grains Council said yesterday it's raised its total global grain production forecast that due to better than expected wheat and barley harvest in the Black Sea region. It raised the 17-18 forecast. It constitutes a 12 million ton month-on-month increase, but a drop of 4% from last year's record, according to the Grains Council, citing smaller planted area and poor average yields. Grain markets have been up and down this summer, but chicken supplier Pilgrim's Pride, among the top buyers of grain to feed to their approximately 37 million chickens the company can process each week, is not worried about higher costs. Dry conditions have pushed up some grain prices and rains have brought them down, but overall, there's enough grain flowing off South American farms to keep global prices low and keep much of U.S. produced grain on domestic markets certainly down. Bill Lovett, the CEO of the company, said, "We expect grain crop supplies to be more than sufficient for demand." I'm Jeff Nally on the Cromwell Ag Radio Network.